This coming Tuesday, April 22nd, is Earth Day. And in this corner of the planet, a pair of artists in residence at Strutt's Gallery will be taking locals on a journey to El Estor, Guatemala, to establish a connection between artists and citizens of Sackville with artists and citizens of one of the world's many mining industry sacrifice zones. Stevens Barrios Locke and Romy Fisher Schmidt are in Sackville as part of a larger project by artist Josh Schwebel, looking at the connections between resource extraction, wealth, and art. CHMA stopped by Strutt's this week to find out more.
Hi, my name's Stevens, and I come from Guatemala. I was born in Guatemala City, but right now I'm living in a different area that's closer to Antigua Guatemala, if you have heard of that place. It's a very famous place in Guatemala, and I work there as an archivist, and I'm very passionate about traditional music history and traditional music composing and music in general. As well, I'm a cellist, and I'm also playing in this project some of the traditional instruments from my country, from the Mayans.
My name is Romy. I use they, them pronouns. I am a non-binary settler from the city of Toronto on Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Wendat territories. And in my travels, I spent quite a lot of time in Guatemala, different Mayan territories, and I'm a musician and an artist, as well as an educator. I love teaching kids and working with art and music as a way of becoming ourselves. We're responding to a call to action that we've been hearing for many years now, which is to connect the dots between cultural production, but also all kinds of other kinds of material production here in what in Guatemala is seen as the north, what we might see as Canada or like the center of modern kind of industrial production, and connecting that dot with the expropriation and the systemic violence that is the underbelly of that, that a lot of the times is displaced far away into places like Guatemala. And in particular, we're connected to Sackville because we are, as part of this residency, responding to Josh Schwebel's project, One Hand Washes the Other, which speaks to Pierre Lassonde, who has recently opened a center for fine arts at Mount Allison University. And he has essentially made his money off the mining industry. He is a mining investor. And so we are trying to tell people and show people, as well as to immerse them in the sounds that are being silenced, in order for people to be able to create and learn to be artists here in Sackville.
We wanted to also help the K'iche people gain a cultural voice in, internationally about their struggle. And we have really good friends there, and we know how hard history has been unfolding during over 60 years of struggle against the mining industry, mostly Canadian. And so we wanted to contribute to that struggle and to the resistance movement by working on this project together.
Tell me about El Estor, and what can you tell me about this place?
Well, first of all, it's a beautiful place. Mm. It's got a lot of magic, a lot of nature that kind of pays out the fact that this community has suffered a lot. there's also poverty down there. They have struggled with fishing due to the contamination of the lake by the mine. Their water sources have been threatened. There have been evictions, assassinations, criminalizations. They have suffered a lot. The Kikchi people is mostly Kikchi, but there's some Ladino population as well. They just are very strong, actually. They and very given. Even though they have so little, they still give you, for example, they would give us what they had to eat whenever we come visit some of them. So they're very generous and full of, they have a good heart, and the spirituality as well is strong there. They, even though there's this syncretism between the Christianity and the Mayan cosmology, they still have a strong spirituality that you can feel it and see it and hear it. History has not been fair with them, because they have not suffered just from mining industry. They have suffered since the conquest of the territory by the Spanish. Since then, they've been going through a lot of human rights violations, and they have, it's been more than 500 years of them trying to recover their land that was stolen, basically, and where a lot of blood has been shed.
We invite everyone who is curious and has an open heart to ask difficult questions about where many of our metallic belongings might come from. Nickel, which is what is mined in the mountain behind El Estor, is an incredibly common alloy in steel. It's actually what makes steel stainless. So you're definitely within a very close reach of some nickel at this time. And there's a probability that that might be coming from El Estor. So in a sense, El Estor is already here. Most excitingly, I think we'll be sharing some fragments from our work, which is in process. So those will be pieces of interviews, other sounds collected from the landscapes and people, some music performance from myself and from Stevens. We're also hoping to mix in some of the video accompaniment, because that also helps to transport, a contemporary audience. And we, by underscoring all of this, is really, we're trying to also blend the boundaries that are set between here and there as well, because there's so much exchange going on, so much of what is going on in a mining town so far away is affected by decisions here in the north, and so much of our prosperity and also so much of our culture is based on what is taken as well. So some of the sounds are actually much closer to home. We're also very interested in sharing with folks about the machinery of a mining industry and the extractivism, and how it's been really built into what this country has become, and doing that in the spirit of solidarity and co-resisting, so that we can stand in solidarity with folks in El Estor, but also honor the way that this story exists in many other places. And that we have a role, because we are part of the problem. We have a role to play in fixing it.
This is a sound mask. It was actually crafted by one of my friends in Guatemala, who's indigenous, Cachiquel. And she's so talented, and she makes these beautiful masks that are magical and spiritual, and they have it all. So here we go.
That was Stevens Barrios Locke playing the sound mask. Traditional instruments, interviews, and video will all factor into a presentation by Stevens and fellow artist Romy Fisher-Smith this Tuesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. at Strutt's Gallery in Sackville. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.